Hello and welcome to In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul. My name is Cassie Jeans and I get to come to you on August 8th of the 8th month, which you already know because I said August 8th. So the 8th month of the 8th day of 2018. And I've been seeing some posts about that online and I haven't even had a chance to check it out. So I'm going to do this after this podcast, if I remember, because you just never know what happens after a podcast, after recording. I literally dive in, not always knowing what I'm going to say, having a feeling for what's going to happen, but often either I'm like 50 out of 50. Sometimes I'm like super dead on, other times I surprise myself. And that's really great because I like to make things, to keep things like on their toes, to shake things up. And in total transparency, as I do like to do, I totally wasn't feeling this tonight and am still like right in the middle going, golly, I really just want to not record a podcast tonight. And that's why I'm recording it, because one, it is super important to show up for what you love, even when you don't want to show up for it. Not to say to keep on showing up for something that you don't love, because I think we know the difference, right? But to show up for something that you don't love even when you don't want to is really important, because it builds up resiliency, it builds up tenacity, it builds up courage, it builds up consistency, and it builds up commitment. And other things, I'm sure. But those are the first five words that came to mind when I thought about, okay, I don't have to do this. I'm literally not required by any means to show up and do this. But I do love it. And I really felt that tonight, because I don't want to entirely, you know, be here. And this is normal. This isn't something to be ashamed of or something to be like, oh my gosh, Cassie, like, I thought you loved this. It's like, well, no, chill, like I do. It's just human. It's superhuman. It's just real. It's just me, you know, being who I am. And in that, you know, the goal and the intention is to remind you to be who you are, to show up for your love anyway, to show up for your passion, to show up for your craft, to show up for your art, but to be you about it and to really hold space for yourself. I feel like that's actually really like an awesome reminder, is to learn how to hold space for yourself in a way that honors who you are and meets you where you are at, but at the same time doesn't sabotage yourself out of what you really love. And that can happen, right? Like we can like take ourselves right out at the knees at times when we maybe feel overwhelmed. You know, we were away at a cottage over the weekend, which is great. Didn't get back till Tuesday. My mom just got back from a really awesome trip, so I wanted to spend some time with her this morning, which is Wednesday. And kids are home for the summer still, which is wonderful. And I've intentionally, you know, chosen time to focus on them and to spend time with them. And I love that. I do. But I'm missing my routine a little bit, not gonna lie. I'm missing, you know, that full like 6 to 7 hours in a day where I got to just flow, you know. And some days I was super productive, other days I totally wasn't. But, you know, I love that. And I do love routine. I see the purpose of it. I see the value in it. Yeah, you know, so there's a couple things I'm, you know, just aching for a little bit. I'm just missing. I also know that, you know, I'm going to be getting my period soon. And I know that a few days before that happens, I feel just off in all these sort of ways that I can barely describe. I just feel off. I'm a little bit extra tired. I don't feel great about myself, to be completely honest, like flat out. Like I don't feel very pretty. I was even scrolling through Instagram today before jumping on here. And I was like, gosh, Cassie, you are way off right now because you're looking at all these pictures and all these words. And, part of me was really doubting whether they were good or not. Part of me was like looking back at me like, golly, Cassie, you look really old. Even though you're like, you don't look that old. And you know, you don't look like you have a sparkle, and like all these thoughts were coming into my head, like, you know, where'd your sparkle go? Like, wow, you look really happy in those pictures. Like, why aren't you happy right now? And wow, you know, like that thing that you put out had a lot of spelling mistakes or wasn't grammatically correct, or that didn't really make any sense. And all these sorts of things. And you really, you know, you're backtracking and I'm looking at the journey. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wow, like you're not doing very well, like in your business. And like all of these thoughts. And I was like, gosh, like this is exactly why I'm showing up, because I don't want anybody like who is thinking about going down the entrepreneurial journey or the self-discovery journey or the spiritual awakening journey or the self-worth journey to think that it's like this really blissful time all of the time. Do you learn to practice gratitude? Heck yeah, you do. Does it save your butt like all the time? Heck yeah, it does. But does that mean you don't have off days? No. No, it doesn't. And do you learn to ride the waves and to allow yourself to ebb and to flow the very way that the tide does? Yeah, you do. And you give yourself permission to be wholly you. And that's a wholly holy, and that's an holy holy, because they both matter and they both make a difference. So I did come across something that I did feel would be really rad to read tonight, and I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to be because I'm just allowing myself to feel where I'm at, and I'm feeling really emotional. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, and just even listening to myself say some of the things that said like out loud, I feel really vulnerable and I feel really exposed. So if you've ever felt that way before, know that that is normal. It can feel that way. It means that you're probably right in the middle of something. And right now I feel like I am right in the middle of something, some sort of transition, more than likely some sort of awakening. And I miss my words a little bit. I haven't had a chance to write in a few days, truthfully, because, you know, vacation, cottage life, doing something different, hanging out with awesome, amazing people, but just, you know, you're not in your rhythm, and I miss my rhythm. You know, I feel like that's important to say. I miss my words. I know that they are always there, readily accessible, available for me, and I appreciate them so much for that. I miss those solitude moments of just being able to dive into something and create something. And I also sent off a query letter to a literary agent. And I did it in a kind of backwards way, which, you know, was okay. But I haven't heard back, and it's been a few days, and I've been reading his book, and literally a couple of days after I sent off the query letter, I read his book where it was like, why literary agents never respond back. And I was like, oh, is this what's happening to me? So I'm feeling that vulnerable, exposed feeling like I was talking about before, like I'm feeling it. And, you know, I'm not checking my email like on a constant, which is good. But when the phone does buzz a little bit, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, did he respond? And that hasn't happened, and he might not. And that's just one of the things I'm going to have to make peace with. And I can always make peace with that. It's just, I believe and I understand that it's important to voice how you're feeling. So if you're in a place right now where you're feeling discombobulated, if that's a fun word, discombobulated, and feeling kind of icky, you haven't given yourself permission to voice what's actually happening in your life, I would say do it. Write it down, feel it out, tell a good soul, a good friend, tell people who listen to your podcast, do whatever you got to do. Do an FB post, ask for support, ask for help. Believe me, you do not have to go through all of this alone. There's always guidance, always support. If that is never been more true than it is right now, then I don't know. I don't even know if that made any sense, but it's 100% true is what I'm really trying to say, even beyond 100% true. So let's dive into some words that really did speak to me. And I do plan actually to bring in other people's words because, you know, it's not all about my words. I'm curious to know how that like evolves with this podcast, because right now in summer mode, I'm finding it much more manageable to just flow and to just like capture what's going on in the moment. But I would love to bring some speakers on. And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, you know, if you have a favorite writer, author who you really think should be on my radar, could you please drop me a line? Let me know. Send me an email. You guys have my email, hello@cassiejeans.com. You also might, you know, we might be on IG together, FB together, or LinkedIn. I don't know where you're tuning in from, but for sure, like drop me a line. Let me know if there's anyone that you think would be an incredible like writer, author to have on this show, on this podcast show, because I would adore, you know, to dip into other people's words and to just explore them with them. I think that would be so much fun. Okay, let's dive in. This is about self-worth because I'm feeling pretty low. Here we go, beautiful people. My enoughness cannot be attached to any external thing. There are no magic pills to make me feel whole. Travel will not bring me to a place of self-worth. The most luxurious experiences do not signify that I have arrived. My beauty cannot be measured by the number of likes on my post. My enoughness comes from within, from the deep caves of my soul, from the ache in my belly to feel whole, from the outcry of my tears as the process of my own realizations rise to the surface of my conscious and show me what I have been attached to, what I have been clinging onto, holding on in hopes that somehow this would fill my cup. My cup is my responsibility to fill. In fact, it is my right, my greatest gift to cherish, value, and adore. Anything or anyone cannot feel this better than I, cannot value this more than I. The truth of my enoughness, the refinement of my journey, can only be done when I learn to love myself for who I am and to also release attachment to external highs. I would rather walk through a low point in life until I have the strength to surmount unattached than to scramble up the side of a mountain attached to a faulty line. I give myself permission to wrestle with this, to agonize over this if need be, to grieve whatever I may leave behind. My enoughness deserves my full attention. My journey must matter to me first. I must come to a place of self-love for all the beauty within me and also the ugly too. My shadows are my greatest lessons to learn from about love and what it means to be alive. Sealed with light, beautiful souls. And there is so much, especially I would rather walk through a low point in life until I have the strength to surmount unattached than to scramble up the side of a mountain attached to a faulty line. I just think of all the times in our lives when we attach to a person, to a company, to a job, even to a vocation, and we attach to it for a sense of what is it, security, acknowledgement, just to be seen, to be heard, and we forget to continue to build the reservoir within ourselves of what it's going to mean if we end up attaching to something that may not be for us, that actually may have a fault line to it, that actually opens up a crack and we fall through. Is it okay to fall? Yeah, 100% entirely. There's always a net. There's always something there to catch the fall. But this one feels more like, you know, the question of what are you attaching to? That's a faulty line. And a faulty line means this isn't going to last. This isn't going to keep. This is going to break at some point. I can't tell you when. I can't give you a specific time, but I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to break. I know that whatever it is that you are attached to right now, it's not going to be able to keep a hold. And I'm curious to know, what are the things that are continually placed upon our back? So if you visualize yourself, and this is the visual that's coming to mind, is you've got a backpack on your back and you've got a mountain to climb. And there's going to be some heartaches. There's going to be some dips. There's going to be some struggle. You're going to have to learn how to breathe at a new altitude. Literally, you're going up, you're climbing. And you've got a couple options, you've got a couple choices, and you know, maybe you see a couple lines before you. Maybe you see one and looks really good, looks really solid, looks like a lot of fun. But there's just this uneasiness when you go to touch that rope. You just feel like this doesn't quite feel right. I can't really put my finger on it, but something about this doesn't feel right, but it looks really, really good. Like it looks solid. It looks like it's something that you're going to definitely be able to dive into and explore for a long time. And then you've got another rope. And when you put your hand on it, you know, something about it just, it feels good. It feels known. It doesn't look super pretty. And in fact, you can kind of take a look at where the trajectory is as you look it up the hill, and you kind of can see where it's going. And, you know, there's less ease in the path up there. Maybe it looks a little bit more like awkward and how you've got to walk about things. But there's just something about it that just feels secure, and not a false secure, that real, like, I've been here before. I've been here before. I'm pretty sure I've walked this before. And you've really got to start to question, you know, what is it that I'm really attaching to? Am I attaching to an image, something that I want to project? You know, think about this conversation tonight. You know, I could get attached to the comments, to the reviews, to the thank yous, to the, you know, the messages that people send me after listening to podcasts. I could get attached to those and be like, okay, Cassie, you got to muster it up. You got to get in it, you know, put your spiritual cap on, or put your inspiration cap on, and just show up and, you know, just get it done. Which I mean, I'm not a football player. I don't, or any sort of like hockey person. I don't talk to myself like that, but you know, I could, or I could just really just take a look and see, well, what is it that I'm attached to? Because if I'm attached to that person who shows up and doesn't acknowledge the pain, or doesn't acknowledge the shadows, you know, the ugly, is that okay? For me, it's not. And I don't want to always pick that rope, the one that looks really, really, really good and so tempting, so tasty. I want to pick the one that feels like I'm coming home, that feels like I'm settling into myself with, that feels like I've been here before. Maybe it wasn't in this lifetime. Maybe it was totally in another lifetime. But I've grabbed this rope before, and it's always held true. What do you know in your life right now that you could grab onto and it would be true for you? And here's the deal. It doesn't have to be like a big monumental thing. It has to be something that you know that you can look to every single time and know that you can lean into, to know that you can grab hold of, to know that you, as you grab hold of, you can lean back and you know that it's not going to pop out of where it's securely attached into, because it's been crafted just for you. And I believe that's what God feels like, or the universe supporting you feels like, or Mother Nature feels like, even though she can be quite testy. But that ultimate, all-knowing, you know, being, the love of the universe, the all-encompassing light of the multiverse, I imagine that that's really what it feels like to start to have that connection to something that is far beyond yourself. And I often do refer to it as God, because that is some, it is top, but then it's also something that I can give name to. There are other names that I use, you know, universe, the whole, the entity, oneness, the infinite source of love. That's, you know, that's a lot of it, you know, for me, just that infinite beingness. And I know that if I continue to place my hands on those ropes, however which way that you visualize that, I know that if I ever need to just take a pause, like tonight's kind of like a pause, it's going like, give yourself permission to lean back. give yourself permission to just hold the rope right now. Brace your feet on the side of the mountain that you have been climbing for a long time. And give yourself permission to lean back, knowing that you are being held completely. Not only are you holding yourself, but you are also being held. It's so beautiful. It's so connected. It's so peaceful. And that's something to be really proud of. It's proud. It's something that we aren't designed to go it alone. If we were, I really don't think that we would enjoy someone else's company so much. You know, I really don't think we'd be attracted to one another if we were designed to do this all on our own. I don't think we would crave relationship, family, intimacy. Even when it comes to animal love, in the sense of, you know, your dog, your pet, your cat, your parrot, whatever it may be, that little, you know, fur ball creature, feathered friend you have in your life who you crave, you feel connected to, and that animal feels connected to you. It's so beautiful. If we were meant to do it alone, we wouldn't get the opportunities for those types of symbiotic relationships with all the things that are on this planet. Like, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. And realizing that, you know, this really is what makes us human and spiritual, is this connectedness. I think that's super cool. That's really awesome. Didn't see that one coming, but that was a lot of fun. And I like the end bit. I give myself permission to wrestle with this. How often do you actually give yourself permission to wrestle with what's happening in your life? Or how often do you go, this is not positive. I am not hanging out with this. This is not positive. I'm so not down with this. As opposed to, why does this bother me so much? Why do I feel so completely out of flow? What the heck is going on? Is it seriously just my period? Am I just hormonal? Is that what's happening? And by just hormonal, I don't mean like, oh, she's just hormonal, like, don't worry about her. I'm more so mean like, and I don't know where that voice came from, but it's kind of fun. It's more like, you know, like, is that really what's happening here? Or is there something else, you know? And this is just the permission that my hormones are giving me in order to express how I'm feeling. Is that what's happening? Because when you allow yourself to wrestle with the uncomfortable, often the uncomfortable has some really awesome big life lessons that universe, source, God wants to teach you. So, like, open up the can of worms, you know, like, get it out with love and be mindful and totally present with how you're feeling, and do your best to be able to channel that way. Because like it says in the beginning, it's literally like your enoughness comes from within. The responsibility to fill your cup is yours. It's mine. So I'm responsible for how I close this off, for how I begin this, for what I do tomorrow, for how I work with or flow with my emotions for the next couple of days, knowing that I'm going to feel extra sensitive. I'm going to feel extra things buzzing around me. What do I have to do to prepare for that? Well, one, just acknowledging it is huge. What would be the best thing for you to acknowledge about where you're at right now in your life? To agonize over this if need be, to grieve whatever I may leave behind. That's a tough one. My enoughness deserves my full attention. What? What? I'm busy just like you. I, like, literally, you know, totally just want to veg sometimes and, like, not do stuff. Do I do that sometimes? Yes. Do sometimes I value my self-worth enough to be like, no, Cassie, you know this helps you. It's having those tools laying them out before you and saying like, well, if you keep on, you know, watching movies instead of going for walks, then you're going to feel like not connected to the earth. And every time you go and spend time in Mother Nature, you come back with your cup filled. She fills your cup. Do you want her to do that? Or do you not want her to do that? And her is Mother Nature. You know, it's getting to that point where you can have that inner dialogue with yourself, and you're almost like coaching yourself mindfully and with great respect for where you're at. You're able to start to communicate that with yourself. And it's a beautiful thing. If you have any questions about how to get to that point, please, again, send me a message. Let me know. I'm always curious to know what you're listening to and the tools that you would like to have so that you can learn how to like coach yourself through things that are happening in your life, because it's 100% possible. And it has a lot to do with self-awareness and getting really real about like the stuff that you like to do and like to participate in that you think is acceptable, but it's actually not, because it goes against your nature. And we have to be able to learn your nature in order to be able to like dive deep into that. So if you're listening to that right now and going like, oh, okay, so she just like negotiated with her mind what she really knew was better for her soul. Cool. I can barely negotiate with myself like over eating a cookie or not. So I don't know how to do that. So let me know, and I can either send you resources or I can coach you through that, and we can come up with a program that is just right for you. Like, there's all sorts of things that are possible. And when I know, I can serve that way. Another thing I would love, if you want to really flow and do some really cool, awesome, creative writing that is intentional and purposeful and will lead to all sorts of really neat things about you, learning more about you, I am planning a retreat to Ireland. And I'm thinking that obviously next year, next summer feels like a really nice time, though I'm open to doing it sooner if the opportunity arose. And if you'd like to do this, again, let me know. Send me a message. Just shoot me like a random post. I love when people send me random messages and I have no idea why they're sending them to me. Just send me a message like Ireland. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, did I talk to you about Ireland? Like, we had this conversation before. What is it all about? And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, the podcast, that's right. So let me know, because I'd love to obviously keep you in the know on when that's happening and the details as they start to emerge. Because I think it'd be super cool to get to hang out and to create something amazing in a really cool, magical, lusciously green, like cliffs to just like, drool over place. Okay. That is all for tonight, my beautiful, incredible people. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and for chilling with me and vibing with me. And always, like, it's just really an honor just to even be here with you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to sign off for the night. You guys have been listening to In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul. If you've really enjoyed listening to this podcast, please subscribe. If you're on iTunes, share it with your friends. I'm all for passing on the love. And I know I made a lot of requests tonight, which is interesting because I'm feeling super vulnerable and I'm really proud of myself for asking for help and guidance amidst all of that. So yay, yay, yay to self-growth, personal development, spiritual awakening, shifts, and feeling into where you are right now. Sending you so much love and a really, really beautiful good night, good morning, afternoon, wherever it may be for you. See you guys.